10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Susan Wacky.
The responsibility of caring for an elder loved one is part of a life for many adults across the country. It can be a daunting and stressful task for everyone involved, and you're either you are a caregiver, you know of one, you've been one, or you will be one at some time in your life. It will directly or indirectly cross your path and affect you or someone you know. And what makes caregiving even more stressful are the family dynamics and the sibling warfares. Yes, not everybody gets along well when it comes to caring for someone they love. And today we're going to talk about that and so much more. And no matter what your age or stage in life, there is always something to learn. And I promise you today you will learn. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And we meet again right here on AM 560. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com. Well, my guests today are franchise owners of First Light Home Care. They cover different areas of our Chicago metro area, and First Light Home Care in its entirety covers all of Chicagoland and into Indiana. And I want to welcome Sandy Sherman, Brian Foster, and Chris Oliver to Aging Info Radio. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Sue.
Hello. Thank you.
Yeah, hello, Sue, and thanks for having us on.
Well, I'm excited to have First Light Home Care on. It's your tagline is extraordinary people and exceptional care. And when this comes up for a family, and, you know, I started out with the family dynamics, it is so challenging for families because usually one person, say the daughter, the oldest daughter, the matriarch of the family, has, you know, either taken on the task or felt that they have to. And then, you know, they're moving down the road and it's getting to be more and more work. And, you know, there's siblings that participate a little bit, don't participate, and the dynamics start to shift. So then one sibling says, let's hire a professional. And I'm sure as for what you do, what happens, Sandy, when a family calls you and there's a number of siblings involved?
Well, the first thing we do is listen. So is we, whether it's on the phone or they come in, I recently actually had this situation. One of the children called and the group wanted to meet with me. So they all came into my office and they all had ideas. They were actually a very cohesive group. And so I met with them first, heard the kind of things they wanted help with their mom and their dad, and then went out to the house to sit down and meet with everybody to get the care and concerns that they had.
So it worked. That was a smooth transition.
It was a very smooth transition.
Is that an exception to the rule or is that a normal
thing? I've been very lucky. I've had very loving families caring for themselves. We do get a glitch here and there where there may be one outlier, but it's amazing how well some of those siblings will help coach you for that, maybe that one outlier that comes in. Mm-hmm. I don't know if my other owners have had a different experience.
Now, one of the areas that comes up is control. If this person, the matriarch of the family, has been caregiving, they're in control, they usually do not want to relinquish that, Brian, very easily. Do you run into this with families?
Absolutely. And so what you have to do is begin to get the family together and sit down and begin to review what are the goals and what are the objectives. Always remember to speak to the client because the client and the person you're going to be providing care for is the most important person in this. There are dynamics that are there. There are legal documents and POAs and things of that nature that may dictate who has the right to make decisions. But as long as that client is alert and you're going to be working with them, that is the person that you need to get their input. And that settles things down when you begin to focus in on what are their goals for themselves. What are they going to try and accomplish? What are some of the things they want to get back to doing that they've been unable now to do? What are some of the things they want to do in terms of the house and the schedule? This is the individual, and you need to take it away from the noise in the room and get down to what that individual is really feeling and what they're thinking, if they're able to communicate, which is a different change in the dynamic.
Now, Chris, when you meet with a family, there may be a hesitation or a pullback. What is the right time for a family to hire a professional caregiver?
Well, I believe that hiring a professional caregiver is when there's a need that the family can't take care of on their own. Many of our families, they are working, but their loved one still needs care either half a day or 24 hours a day, and they can't provide that service. So I think that what they need to do is have that conversation with a home care company early so that they would know how to plan for this as the life in this situations change.
And you can do it in baby steps, which I think is very important for people to understand that you don't have to take on a 24/7 live-in caregiver. It could be a driving Miss Daisy situation where somebody, I'm sure you have a minimum hours that, you know, they would need to be hired for, but there's a lot of different things that go into caregiving that can just gradually or assist that person with baby steps in the beginning. What do you see here?
We have a program where we'll go out and just transport for a medical appointment or to go shopping or go to the store, just get out of the house. And it's a two-hour minimum, so we'll provide our own transportation, our vehicle, and charge a minimum mileage charge for them to be able to go because we think it's important that they're compliant with their medical appointments and their history and that they do get out of the house. This is good things if we can do that. In some of our clients, it's all we do, and many of them have regular appointments to eye doctors or heart doctors, whatever it might be, we're there to support them. And we think that's important that we maintain that. So,
oh, absolutely. And I'm here with First Light Home Care. Their website is firstlighthomecare.com. Their phone number is 224-214-4000. I mean, there's just so many variables that go into it. And I think, Sandy, you had talked about, you know, sooner or later, caregiving will be like an elite. The elite will have it, or people will feel that they're very special because they do have somebody assisting them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a story behind that.
There is a story, Sue. You make me chuckle. You know, when people make this decision to bring a caregiver on, it can be very difficult. And the person who's receiving the care, you know, they may have been the patriarch or matriarch of the family. So having someone come to care for them can be very difficult. And so I had this one client that they had decided to bring a caregiver on, but, you know, there's a lot of hesitancy. So when I arrived that day with their caregiver, he was at the door waiting, very excited. And what I'd found out is they had discovered that one of his friends had a caregiver as well. So now it became kind of an elite status symbol to have a caregiver, almost like the new Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Well, I think we're going to see more and more of that. I mean, people are living longer and they get to a place where they don't want to move from their home yet, and they still feel that they can, you know, stay active in life to some degree, and they just need a little bit of assistance. Now, how do you, back to family dynamics, what do you suggest to people? How do you get a family to agree to, say, disagree? Who wants to tackle that one?
Well, you know, the first off, you have to identify the common goals, and the common goals is to take care of mom or dad. That's number one. Where are they safest? Where is their best fit? Where should they be? What are the things that are necessary to make them not just well, but to thrive when they're at home? And we're all about home care and keeping them there. And you've got to keep that in front of everyone. It's not about what they want or what they think. It's about establishing those common parameters and then soliciting them. And so if you can get common ground, then you can get a lot of disparate views to come together. And you have to stay adamant that that's your focus. That is our focus. And that really does help.
Extraordinary people and exceptional care with First Light Home Care. And, Chris, you must see some of this agree and disagree. And I also do believe the process is gradual. I mean, people have to get used to anything that's new.
That is absolutely correct. I mean, one of the things that we've learned over time is that when you come into the family, you, Brian mentioned it very well, that you have to make sure that you understand the dynamics in the family so that you know who to talk to and make sure that everyone's getting what they need out of the situation as you're trying to put a caregiver in their home. Everyone has something that they want for their family member to get from the caregiver, and you have to make sure that you put all those things together.
I think there's just so much to the family dynamic and really understanding. And then everybody comes back home, and then their roles from childhood start to show up. So we see a lot of this with just the transition of it. And once again, I'm here with First Light Home Care. And coming up next, we're going to talk more about family dynamics and getting care management on the right track with the entire family, and especially the person that needs the care, right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
I remember my grandmother from when I was a little girl. She had these big knots on the back of her legs. I'd never seen anything like it. They were varicose veins, of course.
Now grandmother herself, Janet, got them too. But she found a solution at Midwest Vein Center. Her varicose veins, gone.
The best part? Knowing my grandson will never have to worry about what's wrong with my legs.
What's holding you back? Visit MidwestVein.com.
Hello. Back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I am with First Light Home Care today. They are extraordinary people, exceptional care, providing the best in home care, elderly care, and senior care. And we are talking about family dynamics. And with every change that happens, there's something that is a common denominator that always shows up, and there's fear, and that may be followed by uncertainty. And I'm sure you see this with the entire family, not just the person that's receiving care, but do you see this?
Absolutely. It's at the time that we are called or approached, generally there's been a change. There's been a change in the health status of the loved one who needs our assistance, or in the family's ability to provide that care and support at home. But there's fear. This is a change. This is new. They don't understand home care necessarily, all of the health changes that are being experienced by their loved one, what's going on in the dementia. And, you know, this is, for them, a challenging time. Many of them are managing their own lives, children, families, work. And this is just added stress and pressure. And we need to realize that. This isn't people trying to be difficult. They're just experiencing fear and change.
I think it's really difficult for them to let go. Sandy, you must see this with families.
I do. It's hard for people to ask for help, not just the person who needs the care, but the family as well. And what I have found is by the time people are actually asking for help, they've needed it long before. And so I've used that as a rule of thumb to help people, even if they're just calling to talk to me. So, for example, if they're thinking about getting a hospital bed in the bedroom or a room, I'm like, yes, if that's what you're thinking about, then you've already needed it, because you could probably tick off five things that have caused you for that need. So my biggest advice to anybody is, if you're thinking about it, the need is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would definitely say. Now, why do you think, Chris, families wait so long? I mean, what is the biggest resistance there?
Well, I believe that in many cases, the family thinks it's their responsibility to take care of their loved one. And they never think outside of they could get help to get that, to get that help done. So I think what happens is they talk about it or they don't talk about it, because the lack of the communication in the family stops them from moving forward, because, as Brian said, everyone has some fear. So they don't really put together the fact that this person needs the care right away. So they just ignore it.
So they're trying to do it themselves and come up with a solution within the family.
That's correct.
Or if somebody steps out of the box and says, why don't we hire a professional to get all that agreement, can be very difficult.
Absolutely.
So you hear all this with the calls, with the meeting with the families, you see it all.
Yep. And sometimes even there's a lack of awareness that they can get help.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still some out there that people aren't aware that you can get a caregiver to come in and help you. So the more we can talk about it, that there's great people out there that have the oversight, and that there's agencies like us that ensure that this is a safe way to go, and that they can almost become an extension of the family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Once again, I'm with First Light Home Care, and their website is firstlighthomecare.com. Sandy, Brian, or Chris can be contacted at 224-214-4000. I mean, there's just so much to caregiving, and then there's the distinction with home care and home health care, and I don't believe a lot of consumers understand the distinction. So we're going to start with home care, Chris. Let's talk about home care and what that encompasses.
Well, first of all, it starts off with the activities of daily living, what people call it ADLs. So we handle many of the things that you would do on a daily basis, which is, you know, a light housekeeping and cleaning and, you know, grocery shopping, things like that. Anything to help the person stay active and be able to stay in their home longer.
Now, one of the things I find interesting is people say, I don't want a home care person in my house because I will lose my independence. Do you hear this, Brian? Because I think there's a twist there.
It is. It's a mistaken philosophy or thought, because when somebody's there to help you and assist, you can thrive and you're going to be better and you're going to maintain your independence longer for a greater period of time. Many of us have had injuries or things that have changed in our health and our ability to perform or certain tasks and things around the home, and that's no different. In getting somebody there that can help you get through it, maintain your home and the way you want it, and be happy. It maintains your independence for a longer period of time than when you're put into a situation where you're not in control.
Well, a lot can happen when an elderly person is alone if, you know, they have gotten to that point and they don't have care. And, I mean, people are all over the country. Families are scattered. We no longer live in the same neighborhood. You can go down the street and visit your parents. The world's no longer that way, which is making, you know, hiring a professional caregiver can really ground a family and make them feel secure once they get into the process. Do you see this, Sandy?
I do. I actually think that we provide quality of life, because we can take some of those things off their plate that are really tiring them, even though they think, well, I've always done this, I should be able to do it, whether it's ironing or laundry or making dinner. If we take that off their plate and do that for them, then they have more quality of life to do the things they enjoy more. Spending time with their family, they can actually have a nice, rich conversation without people being busy doing something that is work. They have that better quality of time with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we really can enrich that life. And as Brian said, give them independence longer because they have more energy.
Yeah, especially if there's one caregiver, because that person, you know, could just be really overwhelmed. And then they have a sibling that flies in from the other part of the country, and they're saying, you know, I don't know what's wrong. I don't see any decline in health here. Do you see this, Chris?
Absolutely. We see it all the time. And one of the things, when you're the main caregiver for your loved one, you spend a lot of time doing things that your parent may have done for you. You know, you're helping them bathe, you're helping them eat, you're helping them do many things, and it gets tiring on you. And that other sibling that actually comes out gets to see that family member in their best situation. So all that thing, all those things are done when they show up, so that family member actually gets the opportunity to enjoy their parent, you know, when everything's all done. So they see the best of their parent.
I think a parent would never want their children to be, you know, not together at the end of their life because of the care that they did not receive or received. And, I mean, it does happen. It happens. It's the real world. I mean, there's a lot of rivalry between siblings when it comes to caring for an aging loved one. But on a lighter note, I think there's also families don't know what to ask, and the wrong questions can lead, you know, into wrong services. Do you see this? Because people don't know.
Absolutely. And I think what you need to begin is going back again to what are your objectives? What are your goals? Not just a medical, but what are you about? What do you want to accomplish? And begin to learn more, because all of us, things are special. They're different in our homes. Our meal times are different. Our bedtimes are different. What we like to do when we get up in the morning. I know some people who jump out of bed and they're exercising and they're going. And then there's me, you know, kind of lounge a little bit, trying to open my eyes up and get it. You have to ask and be able to probe those questions to find out how you can provide the care that's necessary in a way that's special, that makes it meaningful, and brings joy. And that is missing in so much of home care today.
You think that is? And you, Sandy?
I actually had a call on the way here today where I'm going to go to see a family, and they're like, I'm not just sure what all you guys can do. Can you bring a list so we can understand how to use that time? I said, of course. And when I come out, I can see the types of needs, and I can ask the questions so that we do get your mom the kind of care you need. So that's why we like to go out and see the homes and meet the people, so we can give them the guidance through getting all the information on the different services that we can provide to them.
Well, I think just the way that you do it, when they say, you know, extraordinary people, exceptional care, I mean, you're looking at the whole family, not just the individual that is getting the care. I mean, that's really where First Light Home Care stands a little bit apart from the majority. I mean, people, like you said, people don't go in for the details.
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, that's missing. And you can't be exceptional care unless you're willing to go that extra step. And it's a process. I won't say it can happen in one visit. It's not. But you need caregivers that are there. And you might have multiple caregivers all pursuing the same course. And that is making this a special time for that individual.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to find out more, and the devil is in the details. We're going to get details about First Light Home Care and how they are extraordinary people and exceptional care, all right here coming up on Aging Info Radio on AM 560.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you could wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit emotionalliposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at emotionalliposuction.com. Get your smile back at emotionalliposuction.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints two issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at chicagohealthonline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at chicagohealthonline.com. That's chicagohealthonline.com.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, if you need something to be grateful for, check your pulse. Well, we are talking about family dynamics today and hiring a caregiver along with the sibling warfares with caring for mom, dad, Auntie May, or Uncle Ray as they are becoming elderly. And maybe hiring a professional caregiver is your answer, but the devil is always in the details. I want to know how First Light Home Care is different. What makes you the extraordinary people with exceptional care? Brian?
The first starts off with, it begins right with the leadership that's sitting here right now talking. You have to have a heart. You have to understand the why that business isn't operating. And it's for us, it's about mission. It's about caring. It's about serving. And that starts, and that'll permeate down through the organization, because when you bring somebody in for an interview to put them on the payroll, your first goal is to look, do they share that same why and that same commitment to service and caring and compassion? If you don't, then you need to move on. And that really begins it and has to be there. And as a family, you can ask why they're in this business, what brought them there. And you'll understand when you get a real answer. And at First Light, I tell you, it's genuine.
Now let's talk about your logo. Your logo is a little different. Who wants to tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I guess it's going back to me because okay. I think this is rather special When you look at our logo and it's the sun glistening off of the leaf, and if you've ever have experienced the sunrise outside and at the edge of the woods, and you watch that sun come up and you can see the darkness just flee, and that light glistens off that leaf, and you're just overwhelmed and just the splendor that's in front of you. Well, we have the privilege to be just like that sunlight every time we walk into a home, and we can choose to be that way. Mm-hmm. And bring that smile and carry it in, or we cannot. And at First Light, our commitment is to be that. We can help chase that darkness away.
You know, when people are providing extraordinary care, it shows, because you do always also notice when it's really missing. So what do you see here, Chris?
Well, what I think is exceptional care is what we try to do is make sure that we match our caregivers up to the client that we have. It's very important for us to take the time to understand what the family's needs are, what makes that family tick, and what makes our client tick. And then we make sure that we put a caregiver in place that matches that that same philosophy so that they'll have something in common. And we make sure that we touch the client several times in the process to make sure that we get it right the first time, and then we double check on the backside to make sure that what we picked is the right fit for your services.
Well, a lot of the families that you're caring for are from the greatest generation, and they're elderly, and they're afraid many times to speak up and say, I don't really like the caregiver, or and this isn't working for me. So how do you, what's the protocol for First Light Home Care to tackle that one?
So we're constantly in contact both with the client and the other family members. So we're calling and talking directly and finding out, how did it go? Tell me what the good things were. Was there anything that you didn't like or you'd like a little differently? And then we also check with the family too, because most likely the parents will tell the children, if even if they won't tell you directly. On top of it, we go into the house and we're there for supervisory visits. Sometimes they're planned with the caregiver, and sometimes they're not. We show up, we don't surprise the client necessarily, but we might surprise the caregiver because we want to see that things are really running smoothly. Mm-hmm. So we are constantly in contact, keeping that relationship together with the whole family.
Mm-hmm. There's another thing going on, and that is people coming home from the hospital. I mean, they do not want to go. The hospitals are being, you know, penalized for them to be readmitted within a 30-day period of time. So if you are taking on caring for someone coming home from the hospital, is there something that First Light Home Care does to make sure that it does not end up in a readmission?
Absolutely. We share the same responsibility with home health as well as the medical providers, the hospital, or if it's coming home from rehab, skilled nursing. We share the same goals. And what we want to do is make sure that we integrate, that we understand what the medical goals are, what the diagnosis was, what the protocols for observation, and that we understand what needs are there, medical appointments, medications, all of the things that are necessary. And we put that in perspective. A lot of the things that we talk about to keep people out of the hospital, the three main things are your diet, nutrition, exercise, and, believe it or not, going to church, a spiritual side, and an interaction, social interaction. And these are important, but diet becomes very important when you're there. And so you need to make sure you understand those protocols, and then we report back.
Yeah, absolutely. So important to what you just said, report back. Well, we're going to talk about how the industry is going to support the large aging population coming up next right here with First Light Home Care on Aging Info Radio on AM 560.
Midwest Vein Center is sharing testimonials from real patients.
The Midwest Vein Center has been amazing for me.
The good things you've heard about Midwest Vein Center are true.
Midwest Vein Center will change your life. From insurance to explaining how the procedure is done, they pretty much held my hand through the whole process.
The best time to treat problem veins is now, and Midwest Vein Center's five convenient Chicagoland locations make it easier than ever. Midwest Vein Center, 888-400-VEIN or MidwestVein.com.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet health insurance provider, offering you one simple pet health insurance plan covering everything that matters, including injuries, illnesses, genetic conditions, and emergency care. If your pet needs treatment for any accident or illness and it's not a pre-existing condition, you're covered with unlimited benefits. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws link on aginginforadio.com.
What do you do? Many families face a common problem, caring for loved ones sometimes hundreds or thousands of miles away or even across town. Well, now there's help. When you or your loved one needs help at home, First Light Home Care offers complete companion and personal care services for cooking, cleaning, helping with personal hygiene, or just keeping company.
To reach your local First Light Home Care professional, please call 224-214-4000 or visit firstlighthomecare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
You don't want to miss it. It is the Active Senior Expo this Wednesday, October 29th at the Atlantis Banquets in Arlington Heights from 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. There is a lot going on there. Free health screenings, giveaway door prizes, and live entertainment all this Wednesday, October 29th at Atlantis Banquets in Arlington Heights. And I'm here with First Light Home Care. They're extraordinary people with exceptional care, providing the best in home care, elderly care, and senior care. And I want to know your views on, you know, we have a large aging population. And I think that people are learning more about aging and, you know, what will be needed as you become elderly or someone in your family becomes elderly. But what do you see here with supporting the aging population? Sandy?
Well, what I see is when people are looking to bring care in the home, and there's a lot of different options out there for them, and they sometimes think it's the most cost-effective is to bring someone in directly and hire them directly. And though, you know, an agency might be a little more expensive, we take on a lot of the burdens that the senior doesn't have to carry. So we do all the in-depth background, the drug screening, we do assessments, we have insurance, both the liability and the workers' comp. Plus there's training that goes into it. So they want to go with an agency because they have that oversight. It's safer for that family because that's part of the fear that's built in bringing a caregiver into the home. And this way, when they go to a reliable, credible agency like First Light, they know that these types of things are going to be part of their protocols in hiring a caregiver.
Yeah, very, very important. You do not want to hire someone down the street that is volunteering to do it because there is no insurance. I mean, it could turn into a nightmare for a family. You want to hire a professional, right, Chris?
That is absolutely correct. I mean, the home care company, credible, as Sandy stated earlier, they make sure that they have the insurances in place. They have the workers' comp to protect the family if something happens to the worker in their home. And if you have an independent contractor that does that, then the family's responsible for anything that happens in that home. And what First Light Home Care tries to do, we make sure that our clients understand that if you're going to hire us as a company, that we're responsible if the caregiver can't make it. We're responsible to put a new caregiver in your home to make sure that you're taken care of no matter what the situation is. So you're hiring us to take care of all of your needs.
Yeah, very important. Now, what happens when someone is at the point where they need home health care? Do you transition into this for them, or how do you work with families on this?
There could be a couple different ways we do that. We frequently work directly with a home health agency because nurses tend to just come in for a half hour, and we might be there 3, 6, 8 hours of the day doing different things where the nurse comes in and does the vitals or maybe treats a wound, where we're still there doing the laundry, making the meals, getting them dressed, because the nurses don't necessarily provide that type of service. So we work directly side by side with both home health and with hospice.
Interesting. Now, I know the The cost of home care varies from, you know, state to state, depending on needs and all that. But I'm just curious, if someone is released from a hospital, does Medicare pick it up any of private or any home care at all? Is it paid by Medicare?
No, it is not.
It's private pay.
It is not. It's all private duty. But long-term care insurances are more prominent out there, and they do pay. Veterans has a number of programs that you're eligible for. And they can contact our offices, and through us we can connect them with the parties so that they can explore that if they were a veteran or if their spouse was a veteran. That's something else that's missed. And so there are resources like that from long-term care insurance that pick it up. And I do see a time in the horizon where we will see government funding, because what we know is the acuity of individuals leaving the hospital, going to rehab, and then from rehab coming home is growing. And as that grows, the need is going to be there. And families aren't equipped to handle that. So they're going to need a combination of home health and home care.
Especially if they can prove that the readmissions go down because someone is there to care for them at home. Right, Chris?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, with a caregiver in your home, what it allows you to do is that caregiver learns, you know, what your daily routines are. They understand what's normal for you. So if there's a situation where someone's not talking or they look a little differently or they're acting a little differently, the caregiver can call the healthcare professional available to make sure that they're taken care of or, you know, get the help that the person needs. And so that's always an important piece, that someone's there monitoring the situation all the time.
Yes, in control of it. Now, what if somebody is traveling or somebody needs to go somewhere? Do you have a travel plan, companion plan? Do you offer that?
Yes, we do. And it is a normal part of our operations, and it is the same normal hourly rate. Some of us have specialized programs if you're going for a medical appointment, so if that's all you're doing. But if we're already there in your home, well, we just go with you. We've even had some caregivers, hadn't been my office, that have gone on vacation to some very wonderful resort areas. But they're there to be an assistance to the family so that they can enjoy, and for our client to be able to enjoy to the fullest extent possible a wonderful getaway. And we're there to assist that and make that possible. So it sounds fun, but, you know, caregivers are at work.
So you're not only driving Miss Daisy, you're flying Miss Daisy to the Bahamas, right?
On occasion. Well,
coming up next, we're going to get their words of wisdom for the day from First Light Home Care franchise owners, all right here on Aging Info Radio.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care with a long history history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, I'm here with First Light Home Care. Their phone number is 224-214-4000. They are extraordinary people, exceptional care, providing the best in home care, elderly care, and senior care. And Chris, give us your words of wisdom for the day, and you provide services in the Schaumburg area, correct?
That is absolutely correct. We're in the Schaumburg area, and our words of wisdom for today would be make sure that, you know, we take care of the total family.
The entire family, which is so important, and you eliminate that fear.
Absolutely.
And Brian?
Yes, my words of wisdom is something that I've carried with me my whole life, and that is they're soon going to forget you did, but they won't forget how you made them feel.
Never.
And that's what we're about.
And you're in the Plainfield area.
Plainfield, Naperville, yes.
Okay, and Sandy.
Sue, I mentioned this earlier, and that is if you want to keep your independence longer, and if you're thinking about there's a potential need, don't wait, because sometimes it becomes too late. So act as soon as you start thinking about it.
Crawl, walk, and run.
Yeah.
I would like to thank all three of you for being my guest today. You're wonderful on Aging Info Radio. Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
Midwest Vein Center offers the latest technology in vein care from expert physicians with over 25 years of experience. Visit MidwestVein.com to view the patient stories and testimonials, and that is all at MidwestVein.com. And Brookdale Associates offers professional skill and clinical expertise with compassionate care. Brookdale enhances residents' quality of life in every possible way, and it all adds up to a special blend of hospitality and service you won't find anywhere. Visit Brookdale.com today. And let's see, my paws pooch this week is Betsy B., a one-year-old female Labrador retriever mix. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Betsy B. is waiting with her paws crossed and tail wagging for you to come and get her. Yes, Daisy, that's Betsy B. She's at Paws, and that's at 773-935-PAWS. And Aging Info Radio can help you if you are in need of a referral in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry, or you need any type of housing, give us a call at 866-560-3965. You can also email us at info@agingradio.com. We will help you or find someone who can. And once again, our number is 866-560-3965. And keep in mind, you can also email us if you have a request for a specific show or a guest. We'll do our best to source that for you and have a show on it. You can also visit us on our website at agingradio.com. We list all of our future shows and guests in advance. And we also do create great marketing campaigns for businesses, all of that. And give us a call at 866-560-3965. And my guest info from today will also be posted at agingradio.com. And until we meet again here on AM 560, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging
but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey.